Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
They don't want to lose to somebody dumber than they.
Yes.
When you're in an office pool with somebody playing fantasy football, and it's somebody who just puts it on autograph, like, oh, I don't watch football, whatever. I don't want to lose to those people.
Now, who is it her?
For the best wagertainment here on the BetMGM Network.
Hey, Dad, don't forget about me, the dunkster.
Sponsored by BetMGM. Make it legend.
Wait for it.
Dairy. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Up and running on Hour 3 of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. My guy is D-Day, Denton Day, filling in for Chelsea Messenger today. Coming up in our final hour, what we saw last night in La La Land with the Bucks visiting Matthew Stafford and the Rams. In 20 minutes, we will preview tonight's game. Carolina. The Panthers? Oh, yeah. The Panthers in contention in the NFC South. Visiting the Niners, and it's our best bets at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium. How you doing? Good to see you. A little salute. Tip of the cap. You can stream us via BallySportsLive.com and the Bally Sports Live app. Also, we're on YouTube TV, DirecTV, Amazon Prime, Samsung TV Plus, and other platforms as well. Before we get into Sunday Night Football, and we'll get into it. We'll talk about all that. You're not much of a coffee drinker, are you?
Oh, I am.
You are?
I can't do it during the show. It's a bad situation with the tummy.
I get that. It happens to me on a regular basis. So.
In fact, I hadn't shared this with you, but I just recently found out while you were in Spain, PJ Glasser sat in, we have a mini fridge on this floor, which is currently where my coffee is sitting. So I did not have to go all the way upstairs.
What?
Yeah, it's right. It's like in a wall, which, you know, I would have never checked that until PJ Glasser told me. But yes, we have my coffee is sitting in the mini fridge that is right behind me.
Oh, my God. Huh? Good for you. It was so funny. I don't know if Roger's here today. We talked about this before where he makes that vat of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if it's sometimes if it's day of or not.
If he's here, it's day of.
Yes. Yeah. I haven't seen him.
I have not seen him either. I'm trying to remember if I saw his car in the parking lot. I don't think I did.
So I was like, I got to have a little something. So I was like, I made most of my coffee at home. And there were a couple guys behind me. They're like, what do you think? I was like, I don't know. I haven't seen Roger today. The other guy comes up behind me and he pours it and he goes, it looks really dark. I was like, I don't know if it's a dark roast. I think it's...
I think he uses medium roast.
Yeah.
If it's a little too dark, you're like, eh.
And guess what? Everybody just went in. They're like, I got it.
I mean, we are in it together.
Right. So let's just do it. So coffee's still heating up there in the kitchen. We got a mini fridge now. I had no idea. Maybe that'll come in handy here in the next 3 weeks. Who knows?
Benefit of being a cold coffee drinker.
Oh, that's true, too.
Yes, I only drink cold coffee. Or I prefer cold coffee.
I don't blame you. I would prefer that as well. In the mornings, you know, I'll do a hot coffee, but I'm like you. I prefer the cold coffee. Bucks were ice cold last night. Rams getting the win. 34-7, the Rams laying 7. Rams minus 375 on the money line. Total set at 49 and a hook. The under hits. Matthew Stafford, 25 of 35. 273 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 of those to Devontae Adams.
From the 24, high snap that he brings down. Davante Adams, get another one! Touchdown, Rams!
Touchdown, Rams. That's right. That's Mike Tirico on NBC Sunday Night Football. Kobe Durant, also for the defense, intercepting a pass from Baker Mayfield, turns it into a pick six as the Rams get all 31 of their points in the first half. The Rams have won six straight. They have now not lost since October 2nd. They haven't trailed in a game since the second quarter of their win over Baltimore back in week six. They have the best record in the NFL at 9-2. Your favorites to win the Super Bowl? The LA Rams right now at plus 425, just ahead of the Eagles at 6-1 and the Chiefs at 9-1. How good are the Rams?
They are really good.
Yeah.
This is the best roster, I think, in football right now, or it is the most well-rounded team in football right now, because it's less so the 34 that they scored, Jang. So that's an impressive number, obviously. But it's more the fact that they held Tampa to 7. And, you know, Baker Mayfield left this one with a shoulder injury, so that needs to be taken into consideration. Who knows what the second half would have been had Baker been in. But they didn't score that many when Baker was in. You know, he threw the touchdown to Tez Johnson, which was a very nice throw and catch. I mean, it was beautiful. I love seeing Tez Johnson have success at the NFL level. But this defense is now stifling. They didn't allow the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to score. They had Sam Darnold in a blender. I mean, that dude was sucked into a black hole.
Right.
The way that he was turning the football over, they have put together multiple performances now late into the season. We're not riding off of something they did in September, a narrative that we are just clinging on to and holding on to as we get thrashed throughout the course of the NFL season. This is things that they have done recently. They're playing their best football right now, and that should scare everybody in certainly the NFC, but then that should scare a little bit of the teams in the AFC, Jenks, because if you just look at the AFC, who do you trust in that conference?
No one
right now. Like, you're hanging on to Mahomes a little bit, maybe Josh Allen, but that roster ain't better than the Rams roster.
And then you have a coach like Sean McVay, who has been there and done that, and Stafford is playing at a stupid level right now, just an absolutely stupid level. But the Rams are a complete football team. Last year on the show, it was mainly bet sweats, but we all joined the Ramley. We were just a year early. Just a year early there.
They got good seats.
They got great seats. Still get great seats.
You got good parking.
SoFi.
Maybe some happy hour discounts. Now, Stafford hasn't thrown a pick since September 21st.
Good God.
That's two full calendar months since the last time he threw an interception.
It's remarkable. Remember before the season? We were wondering if he was going to be healthy enough to play.
Yeah. We're like, oh, his arm's not going to be good.
Right. Like, oh, his arm is falling off. Like, his back. He's had back issues for his entire career.
Years.
For years, even way back when he played with the Lions, it was always an issue. Like, he is just tough as nails. And then there are those reports, Matthew Stafford didn't work out today, didn't practice. Sean McVay says he's not really worried, just this is a precautionary measure. But we thought, look, this guy's getting older. He's 37 now. But he looks as good as he's ever looked. And, man, when you have that offense, a very underrated defense, and then you have someone like Davante Adams, he's the number two.
Yeah.
He's the number two. Right now, this guy's found the fountain of youth.
It feels like a double bird from Davante Adams to everybody else in the NFL.
Right.
It feels like a double bird from Matthew Stafford to his own organization, who has tried religiously over the past 2 or 3 years to trade him because they didn't want to pay him the number that he was asking for. I think they're good now. I think they're getting a little bit of a discount on the guy that's thrown 30 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. I think they're okay with what they got going on there. He's just playing at such an insane level, and as you mentioned, he turns 38 in February. So that could be a really good week for him, turn 38, potentially play in the last game of the season. But the way that they're playing right now, the way that they're protecting him right now, he's only been sacked 15 times, which, if you look across some of the other quarterbacks in this league, those numbers are significantly higher than that. So they're playing fantastic football. And then that defense is really darn good, too. Jared Verse, Braden Fisk. They have somehow taken former first-round pick Emmanuel Forbes and turned him into a competent player after he was the trash from Washington. Durant had that crazy play last night. It feels like they are doing literally everything correctly in Los Angeles. It almost feels like that number is a discount to the gambler of them at, was it, plus 475 to win the Super Bowl. It feels like that number should be way more favorable to the Rams right now compared to the rest of the competition.
Yeah, that's the way I feel as well. Rams are just so good. And I think you bring up a really good point, which is, who do you trust in the AFC? If you think about it, who, and yes, okay, it's the same teams as always, right? It's the Chiefs. They got by the Colts yesterday. Okay, fine. But this is a team that could easily be 5-6 today. Look, they're still the Chiefs, okay? The Bills are maddeningly inconsistent. Mm-hmm. They're all over the place. The Ravens are probably going to find a way to make the playoffs, but we know with their history that once they get to the postseason, they can't quite get over the hump. There's not a real threat. The biggest threat, according to the odds, is the Colts. Then it's Chiefs and Broncos and Patriots in the AFC.
And those are no threats.
That's what I'm saying.
No, like, I mean, the Chiefs right now, the playoffs start today. They're the 10th seed. So right. They're closer to drafting at the top of the draft than they are to the number one seed in the conference. Right now, it's the Patriots at 10-2, but we've never seen Drake May play in the postseason, and he just played one of his lesser games. It wasn't a bad game, but one of his lesser games against a bad Cincinnati defense. What's it going to look like when you're going up against guys that can get after the passer? I mean, even the Bills, they're seventh right now in the AFC because they got upset by Davis Mills.
Yeah.
And they got a wider, I mean, shocker here, they got a wide receiver problem. You know, remember when Sean McDermott was calling out a radio host this offseason about their receiver problem? You guys got a receiver problem. We knew this. You knew this. You got a little butthurt about it. I can't blame you because that's your team. But they're not very good. You certainly don't trust the Jaguars, the Chargers, and even the Ravens. I mean, they're 6-5. They put together a nice 5-game win streak. They didn't exactly look all that impressive against the Jets, though. Only 23 against a defense that sold its two best players at the trade deadline. Lamar has not performed in a way that I thought he was going to when he was back and healthy. He's performing like he just got back.
Right.
Now he's been back for 5 games, and he was 13 of 23 for 153 yards.
And when you look at the NFC, I don't trust the Eagles at all. And it's not just because of yesterday. They don't like each other.
Like, they legitimately don't like each other.
No, they really don't. Like, every week, if it's not Jalen Hurts defending himself because of the reports that people in the locker room or players in the locker room don't believe he's following the game plan, that he's hesitant, that he's doing things his way, he's not as quick to throw the ball or release the football as he should be. Then, of course, A.J. Brown, that's been an ongoing situation. And, of course, he scores yesterday, and the Eagles give up a 21-point lead. Even last year.
It was perfect.
Yeah, it was so perfect. Even last year, Nick Sirianni was chirping at Eagles fans. Remember, they were going back and forth? The Eagles are such an incredible gathering of talent. And yet, they find ways to win. They found a way to lose yesterday. But they feel like a team that it's just going to be one bad decision or one bad game, and they're this close to having it in the postseason. They're good enough to just kind of meander through the regular season, particularly the NFC East. I know they lost yesterday, but we thought this was going to be a really tough division. It has not been this year. So they're good enough to just sort of plod through the regular season and have a winning record. And yes, they're 6-1. Yes, they're defending champs. But I feel like when a big game is on the line and they need a big play and they face someone who is legitimately a very good team, I'm just not quite so sure I believe in Philly to get the job done.
I mean, they nearly lost to the Rams last year when the Rams were a lesser roster.
Yes.
And you, as Philadelphia, were a better roster with a MVP caliber player who that MVP caliber player ran for 22 yards yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, Saquon Barkley running for 22 yards is in a vacuum, not great, whatever. Right. But when he runs for 22 yards in a game that you had a 21-point lead, like, when you are up 21-0, you're running the football.
Yep.
You're giving the football to your running back and saying, hey, go do something with it. Let's see if we can pop a big one. and they couldn't do it. I mean, it feels like it's a two-team race in the NFC right now between the Rams and the Seattle Seahawks, who the Rams have already beaten. Maybe you like Green Bay, but Green Bay, I think with Jordan Love, I want to see consistency be a little bit more in their bag, as the children say, because they just have not been consistent. And then right now, Detroit is not even in the postseason. They're the eighth seed because Chicago, who is having a hell of a year playing really bad football teams, they're 8-3. So that division needs to shake up a certain way, and that's going to happen. I mean, Chicago is going to have a little bit of a come-to-Jesus moment here when they get the Eagles, Packers, Browns, Packers, Niners, Lions to close the season. So you get one really sucky game with the Browns and then a bunch of really good teams the rest of the way. But even the Lions, they're not all that. I mean, they nearly lost to Jameis Winston yesterday. And it's the NFL. It's a week-to-week league. But if you're nearly losing to Jameis Winston when they're pulling all the tricks out of the bag, what's it going to be like when you're going up against a legitimately great team where he doesn't need to do sleight of hand to score?
Also, that Jameis Winston touchdown yesterday where he catches pass.
Oh, it was so good.
It was
so great.
It was so great.
Trucking guys.
He twists and turns, and you're like, there's no way he's getting into the end zone. I mean, the Giants damn near won that game. It was really close. They maybe should have won that game. But him twisting, turning, finding a way to get in the end zone, that was an celebration. I mean, now I think with each passing week, it's just so apparent why people love playing with Jameis Winston, being around him, why fans love him. But yeah, it's crazy about the Lions, who look like a shoo-in, and here they are still fighting. But here they also at 6-1. Like, they're going to be okay. But the broader point is, when it comes to the Rams, it's hard to find someone playing as well as these guys, and they look absolutely legitimate, like they should be the favorites. Coming up next, Monday Night Football turns its focus to the Panthers. Preview is next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back on Monday. The Daily Tip. It's been a while for that harmonica. Great to have you with us on this Monday. Michael Jenkins. He is D-Day, didn't he? Coming up on the show, the Panthers look to claw their way a couple games above 500 as they visit the Niners. Oh, wow. I can't believe this. Is it hard for you? I think it is for most people to sort of get past the idea that a team that has been so bad for so long is actually
putting it together.
Yeah.
Looking competent.
Yeah.
All of those things.
Because they are.
They're doing that. I mean, they are doing the thing. It is weird. It doesn't feel like they're a good football team, which is unfair. But
right.
if you think of the Panthers, you still think of, eh.
Right.
And that's still what I think of them as. But it's impossible to ignore that they have had a good enough season to where it's late in November, and regardless of the outcome tonight, it'll be that way next week as well, where they're now in the playoff hunt. Part of that is because of the injury to Baker Mayfield, and just right now the lack of knowledge that we have, the unknown about how much time he's going to miss. But it's funny that a team that lost to the New Orleans Saints 2 weeks ago could now potentially be winning the division if they beat the San Francisco 49ers.
And they absolutely could.
And they could. Now, the rest of the way, they're going to get smoked. But tonight could be their night.
Well, if you're looking at the odds right now, NFC South odds, the Buccaneers are still minus 375. And keep an eye on that because Baker Mayfield got injured his left shoulder last night against the Rams, did not play in the second half. So, I mean, Baker's a tough guy. So if he can't play, he will. Panthers right now, 3-1, plus 300 for the Panthers to win the NFC South. Panthers to make the playoffs, yes, also 3-1. No, it's minus 375. The Niners to make the playoffs, minus 625. No, is plus 450, and they do get Brock Purdy back in the lineup. He's been back, but now he is healthy. Looked really good last week in returning for the first time. Had that toe injury, but looked as good as ever out in San Francisco. So let's get into this game tonight. Monday Night Football at Levi's Stadium. The Niners are laying 7.5. The Niners are minus 375. The Panthers are 3-1, and the total is 49.5. I kind of like the Panthers here. Plus 7.5. I can't keep talking about how much better Carolina is if I'm not going to roll with Carolina and the points here. Carolina has won its last three games on the road. They're 8-3 against the number in their last 11 with Bryce Young at quarterback. There's a game or two there when he was banged up, but Andy Dalton starting quarterback. I still can't believe Andy Dalton is
red
in the
rifle.
League. The red rifle, the red nut, as I call him. The red rifle, still getting it done. But Bryce Young is coming off that incredible performance against the Falcons last week. 31 of 45, 448 yards, three touchdowns. Easily the best game of his career. Can he build on that? Will that serve for him as a springboard so that he can really solidify himself as this franchise's quarterback for the foreseeable future? Or is he going to be that guy that just kind of will have a good game every now and then? He's definitely improving, but I think the jury is still out a little bit. I'm a believer in what he's doing. Tet McMillan has come along. He's getting better. They have Xavier Leggett. I like a prop bet on him tonight. I just feel like this is too many points, particularly with a Niners defense that is super banged up that I think Carolina can have success against. I'm going to take Carolina.
I'm still unsure of how much I can trust Carolina. That's where I am stuck, right?
Okay.
Because I'm with you. I'm like 7.5. Ooh, that's a big number. And, you know, Carolina's not like a great team, but, you know, they are 6-5. They're playing good football. They're coming off of, I mean, the win against Atlanta and the performance that Bryce Young had against Atlanta can legitimately be a franchise, in this instance, a franchise shaping, a season shaping kind of win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see that kind of performance. You finally unlocked whatever might have been holding you back before, and now you're going to, you know, spread your wings and fly away, young Padawan, all those things, right? It very much could have been that.
Yeah.
The problem is, if you think Carolina is going to lose, they've only lost one game by less than a touchdown and a half. That was all the way back in week number 2 against Arizona. Their first loss of the year was by 16 to the Jags. They then got destroyed by New England. Then they went on a nice big win streak, beating the Dolphins, beating the Cowboys, beating the Jets, beating the Packers, which I think that's what really started to turn people's heads. They lose then to New Orleans by 10. You're like, okay, so they're
right.
You know, they're good. We'll take the Bills situation, you know, a little bit out of it. Bryce Young's not playing in that one, so they lose 40-9, but Young doesn't play. I feel like that's maybe an unfair way of judging them,
okay,
without him. But still, they get crushed. I just don't know if I can trust, if I think they're going to lose, which I do. I don't think they're going to win tonight.
No.
But if I think they're going to lose, they've just shown me too many times that they are ripe for a blowout, it feels like.
What is your take on Bryce Young? I am torn because I want him to succeed. Just as a fan, he's small.
He's a short guy.
He's a short guy.
Short little dude.
He's a short guy. But he has shown flashes, and now I do think the narrative is starting to change in the National Football League a little bit, where it's maybe we should give some of these guys a little more time.
I mean, he is definitely playing the best of a legitimately short quarterback. He's playing the best late in the season that we've seen in a long time.
Yes.
You know, Kyler always would play really well at the beginning of the year, and then defenses, you know, put their hands up, and then he's not playing that well, but he's playing really good late into the season. I was an idiot the first year, Jenks.
Okay.
Because I was kind of in favor of Mr. Bryce Young being drafted number one overall.
Okay.
I loved watching him at Alabama, and he made some throws in college where I'm like, this is just stuff that translates naturally to the next level. And then it took a little bit. And, you know, we still haven't seen it on a consistent basis, but I do like Bryce Young, and it's amazing what happens when you put a young quarterback and you surround him with legitimate talent.
Right.
With like a Tet McMillan. And all of the pieces that they've added to the offense. And then you put him with a really strong offensive mind in Dave Canales. And I liked Frank Reich too. But, you know, Canales willingly took this challenge on where there was some friction with Frank Reich and he wanting C.J. Stroud, but the ownership group wanting Bryce Young because of the Heisman, right? So they wanted the Heisman Trophy winner, and we can sell this and all these things. But I think Bryce Young is playing at a really, really strong level. And I do think he has proven this year that he is a quarterback that you can build around.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to reset the market. He's not going to do that. But it is going to be time for him to get paid this offseason. You know, this is year number three. This is when you can start negotiating and start paying contracts to first-round picks. He is going to get paid this offseason, and I think he has done enough this year to say, I deserve to be paid, and I deserve to be your quarterback for the foreseeable future. And honestly, he's played them out of drafting a quarterback. Like, you're not a position now where you're sitting here 6-5 looking for a quarterback in the draft. So I think this year has been a very, very good one for Bryce Young.
I think so as well. And that's the one thing about quarterback play in the NFL that just matters so much, which you touched on it. Wow, you give a guy receivers, you give him a little bit of time to develop, you put him in an organization where he has a better chance to succeed. I mean, Daniel Jones is a perfect example. You don't have to believe he's an elite quarterback. Is he a better quarterback? Damn right. Sam Darnold, better organization, better quarterback, and also time. I think time is a big factor here as well. Where now, particularly in today's day and age, we want immediate results. Caleb Williams looks like he's getting much, much better. The Bears are playing good football. Still have some things to work on, but we want these immediate dividends at quarterback, and I understand because they're getting paid a lot. All the attention is on these guys. You put a lot of draft capital in these guys. They're the future of your franchise. And if they don't succeed, everyone else fails. But, man, we're seeing now, I think, a bit of a shift, a bit of a sea change where it's not, okay, if these guys aren't immediately good, they're done. And Bryce Young, I think, or at least I hope, is a perfect example of that. Where, hey, we decided we would draft him another weapon. We decided we would kind of stick with him and give him a little bit of time to develop. And now, maybe slower than you wanted, it's starting to happen. Maybe. Maybe.
I mean,
I don't think he's going to be a star, but is there a progression there?
There definitely is, and that we are saying all this, and they could go out and lose by like 20.
No,
and you're like, well, you know, maybe JK guys, our fingers were crossed under the table. You just didn't see it. I actually think that, though, from the flip side of this, Jenks, the 49ers are a really interesting piece in this, you know, playoff equation in the NFC because they haven't really been healthy this entire year, but now they are. You get your quarterback that you paid a large sum of money to. Which, again, it does feel like the Carolina Panthers are going to be kind of in that position.
Yeah.
Like they're going to have to pay him, that him being Bryce Young, you know, money similar or in the same ballpark as Brock Purdy, because Purdy did not reset the market. He's getting like $54, $55 million per year, and that's just the going rate for a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But they're now healthy in San Francisco. Now, they had a little bit of a weird one this weekend. Brandon Ayuk news. Voided $27 million in guarantees from his contract because things aren't going well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a lot more negative in the publicity side of things for San Francisco this week. But they were able to win with Mac Jones. They were able to win with Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming off an absolute beatdown 2 weeks ago or two games ago against the Rams. Delivered a beatdown to the Cardinals. It does feel like now they're starting to trend in the right direction. So I'm going to be very curious to see what it looks like if they can put two games in a row together with really strong offensive performances, and then the final few games for their season. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that they have 12 wins if they win tonight.
Yeah. No, that's true. How do you feel about Brock, by the way?
He's fine.
He's fine, right? He's just fine.
He is Coles. I like Coles. He likes Coles. I like going to Coles.
Right.
But that's like, it's like a fine Coles, but I've never been upset to be there either.
That's,
you know,
right.
It's just fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's amazing. You're like, this is good. This is good, right?
Like, would I spend $55 million at Coles? I would not do that. But if you have that in your budget, like, maybe that could be something that you look into. He doesn't do anything to me that is exceptional.
Yeah.
But he's also not going to put you consistently in positions to lose. I think there is a really nice balance there when you can surround him with a bunch of other talent, and you trust your play caller in Kyle Shanahan. Not the most talented guy, not a rocket arm, not a, like, crazy out of this world football IQ, but he's not an idiot either. And sometimes it pays really well to just not be an idiot.
Absolutely right. Also, is Ayuk going to end up here in D.C. next season? Because it sure feels like there's the history there, right? Adam Peters drafted him. Ayuk is super close with Jaden Daniels.
It sure feels like it.
And then,
with the voiding of the guarantees, that effectively to me suggests that if they don't come to a resolution with San Francisco and Ayuk, that they're going to cut him.
Right.
Because you're not going to trade a guy with no guaranteed money on his deal, because you'd then effectively you're asking for top dollar in a trade. And then that team is immediately going to have to give up assets, then flip and give him a contract. Mm-hmm. The question that I would have in this Brandon Ayuk debacle, if you will, is what does he see his value at? Because they just voided that guaranteed money.
Yeah.
He signed a four-year, $120 million contract, right? So that's $30 million per year. But you're coming off of a bad knee injury. You're not 30, but you're getting close to 30. So what does he see his value as, and what is everybody else going to see his value as? Because he's been a good player in the league. He's never been a great, you know, I've never put him in the same conversation as some of the greats in the league. And if you just look at his numbers statistically, he's had two seasons over 1,000 yards. You know, last year was weird. He didn't play the whole year. But one season of 1,300 yards, got that big contract, and then we've only seen seven games from him since. And now you just have a situation where your guarantees are voided. They don't do that easily. Like, you really have to do something bad. And that comes after the offseason we saw him basically dance around and publicly ask to leave and then not leave.
So he's not coming back.
No,
he can't. He's not.
For San Francisco, you just got to move on. Like, well, he doesn't want to be here. You don't want him here.
Well, and also, on his side, if you cut those guarantees,
there's no incentive.
Right. It's like, why would I want to play for you?
Right.
You just cost me $23+ million.
I mean,
I understand he hasn't met certain incentives. He's been banged up. I understand all of that.
But that relationship is
fractured. Right. They're done.
Now.
Right.
If someone took $27 million from me, I'm not exactly going to be happy the next time I see him.
You're not going to be like, hey, let's still work this out.
You know how you make it up? You give me $28 million. That's how you make it
up. Yeah, exactly. And that's not going to happen. That's the way it feels. Like, he's going to end up here. And of course, relationship with Jaden Daniels is a huge factor.
Relationship with Adam Peters is a huge factor.
And we see that again and again and again, right? If he likes somebody, I mean, going back to Kinlaw, Debo.
He fights for his guys.
Right. He fights for his guys. If he believes in his guys, there's a good chance he's going to bring you in or at least give you another shot. Just feels like that's where Ayuk is going to be. And we'll find out tonight if his teammates can cover that number against Carolina. I mean, to your point, it's still Carolina. They're better, but we're not going to win a Super Bowl. Coming up next. Okay, here we go. We've talked about it. Now it's time to lay down our official bets. We will do that next here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to the show. The Daily Tip on a Monday. I'm Michael Jenkins. He is Denton Day. Come on back, Double D. I know, starting another week. But for most people, a short week. Thanksgiving? Max says he's dancing at his computer. I don't know if I believe that. Maybe. I don't mind a good instrumental. When, Denton, are you going to put up the old Christmas tree?
That is a great question that I have already answered. We did it this weekend.
Oh, did you really?
We did it this weekend. This is the first Christmas that we have decorated as a married couple.
Nice.
So this is a big, you know, big deal for the relationship. We went to a storage unit that we have on Saturday. Okay. Brought all of the decorations back, put them all up. The apartment looks wonderful.
Awesome.
I was the muscle when needed. that was our plan. I was like, honey, this is your project. Let me know when you need me. If not, I'm going to be out of your way. And she said, that sounds like perfection to me. And I was like, sick. Okay, cool.
Ah, well done.
So it looks wonderful. We got the tree up. We got some lights that are hanging. You know, we don't really love like big fluorescent lights in the apartment. So now that we have a reason to have some Christmas lights hang, and the there's lights on the tree, it provides a really nice aesthetic. She's decorated the cabinets. You put bows on the cabinets. I think the only thing that is left, one, we needed some batteries because there are a couple things that needed batteries that we just did not have. And then we're going to decorate the doors with like the laundry doors kind of wrapped with some ribbon. Very easy, just across, you know, and then it'll be perfection.
Oh, you're going all in. I love it.
Well, she's going all in. I'm supporting. I mean, like, great idea, honey. Yes. I mean, she did a great job. She crushed it. She always does. But, you know, it made her really happy. And
that's a good thing.
You know, you just walk in and it's just like, oh, yeah, it's Christmas. It's Christmas season.
Yeah.
You get a candle going. It's perfect.
That's what we're doing this weekend. So, in fact, we're going to probably do that on Thanksgiving or that afternoon. Yeah. So we'll probably make something. It'll be okay. It'll be fine. It'll be okay. We'll make some food. It'll be fine. We'll have some football on, and then we'll bring in the tree downstairs. I'll bring it up, and then we'll. What's always funny is I love this because the lovely Catherine is very. She's like me. She's just very like meticulous, right? So she'll be like, let's decorate the tree together. I'm like, okay, and we will. It'll be great. But then I'll put an ornament on, and I think she'll see, like, that's not quite in the right place. So I see her just, like, adjust it a little bit. Yeah.
It's like the slightest thing. It's like one branch down.
Right, right. Branch down, or, you know, there's a hole here that needs to be maybe covered up. Because it's a fake tree. Do you guys have a real tree?
Fake tree.
Yeah, fake tree.
I don't even know if our apartment allows a real tree. We didn't ask. We're like, we got the fake tree situation. My wife has, like, really, you know, some of them are very meaningful ornaments. Sure. Some of them are just very fragile. It's like, I do not touch them. And she's like, hey, don't take this the wrong way, but I don't want you to touch these. And I was like, hey, don't take this the wrong way. I was not about to touch those anyway. Like, those are yours. I'd helped her at a previous apartment before, so I like kind of knew the drill, but I was like, I am not touching anything that is even remotely breakable. Lights, I can handle.
Yeah.
I am breaking no lights, but I'm not. Your ornament that you've had from your grandmother, that ain't.
Oh, yeah.
You will not find my DNA on that one in any capacity.
I'm like that. There's just two or three ornaments like that. I'm like, listen, if I hook this on the wrong branch and then, you know, the branch kind of sags and the ornament falls, I'm not doing that.
I'm not responsible.
The one thing I have to do every year, which is frustrating, is that we have a star right on top of the star that bright and lights up. But this is, I mean, this is a nice fake tree. It's not top of the line, but the star is so heavy that, of course, I slide it. What happens? Right? So I have to gather, you know, like three different limbs and then like position them together and hold them together and then slide the star on. And even then, it's kind of wobbly. Then you got to, you know, bend maybe the limbs a little bit and get that right balance where it's hanging perfectly.
Right.
And that's a process.
It's so many different things. And like, you wouldn't think about this normally. Cause like, again, in June, you're not like, oh, I can't wait to, you know, do all the tree stuff. But now when you're in the thick of it, you're like, oh, that's right. I do this every single year. I forget every single year. Let me position this the right way.
That's the one thing. The ornaments are fine. I will say one thing, and I'm going to talk about this a lot. Give me that fake fire on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
A little bit of a lo-fi in the background.
Yes.
Like Christmas jazz.
Oh, my God. Dabs, 1,000%.
Yeah, we're big readers, so like we throw that on. And now that you have enough light from, you know, the lights of the tree and the actual like hanging lights, you can read. Because it gets dark here, you know, 4:30. So you can't read at that unless you have all these damn fluorescent lights on, which, again, I don't like those. So now it's literally perfect.
I'm so glad you said. I actually pulled out a book yesterday. I've been meaning to read, and I read it for a while, put it away. Catherine walked in. She's like, wait, are you going to read this? I was like, yes.
It's a good book, I hope.
Yeah, I was like, I've decided. It's more of a, it's more of a kind of, a, not self-help, but it's very, a good way to put it? It's very, it's a kind of a mind, body, your emotions sort of affect how you.
Self-help is probably what it would be
it
called.
It probably would be called that.
Yeah.
It's not, but not like 8 ways to influence your coworkers or something like that. But it's but it's more of a, like how your emotions sort of affect, you know, how you feel and, you know, how your body sort of reacts.
You got to start like a reading challenge. That's how I read as many books as I do because I don't like losing. So I set the amount of books that I need to read, and I do enjoy reading. But when you have a finite set number, all of a sudden there's some extra motivation. I'll do some audiobooks too with that count. But yeah, so I'm a goal setter. So I need that.
That's smart. I mean, yesterday just unprompted, I was like, I'm gonna do this. I'm staying off my phone more. I'm gonna start reading more, and now I'm gonna do it with the crackle in the background. It's gonna be great. Well, all right, new week here on the show. Time to wipe the slate clean and hand out some winners. Let's do it.
Time to place your bets.
All right, here we go. I'll give my first one. Xavier Leggett. Longest reception over 13.5 yards. It's -108. So this goes in line with how I think this game is going to play out. I think this is going to be a higher scoring game. The Niners defense is really banged up. And yes, I talked about Carolina covering the 7.5. And yet, let's be honest, it's still Carolina. So I'm going to pump the brakes on going all in on that. But the Panthers can throw against the Niners. This Niners defense is 28th against the pass. Last week, Leggett had a 36-yard touchdown. He has 6 plays of 20 or more yards this season. He has also hit this number in 5 of his last 7. I think the Panthers are going to be playing catch-up in this game, and I think that means plenty of chances for Leggett to go over this number. So we're going to go over 13.5 yards as his longest reception.
My best bet, Jenks, I'm going over 27.5 team total for the San Francisco 49ers at minus 145. I could have gone 28.5. That would have gotten me to minus 120, but that 27 number seems to be a big one for Carolina. They've allowed the Cardinals to score 27 on them. They've allowed the Patriots to get 42, the Cowboys to score 27, the Bills to score 40. So the Falcons last week to score 27. They've allowed some teams to get to that 27 mark. I had to take the hook. I had to take the extra point because 26.5 was minus 200. And I was not going to lay that level of juice, but I'm confident in this 49ers offense that just scored 41 the last time we saw them on the field to have a strong offensive performance. And I have a feeling that this could end up being a little bit of a track meet of a game. So I'm going to take the 49ers over 27.5.
All right. Very good. I like that a lot. Yeah. Especially because I like the over in this game. And you always want your best to sort of fall in line with game script. So along those same lines, I'm going to go George Kittle. 50-plus receiving yards is minus 149. I see a lot of people playing it at a particular number. You want to reduce the juice and do that, totally fine. But no one is happier that Brock Purdy is back than George Kittle. Like last game, when Purdy came out, he looked really good. Kittle had, what, 6 catches, 67 yards, 2 touchdowns after the game. Effusive in his praise of Brock Purdy. So those two have a really great chemistry. Also, when you look at how Kittle plays, he thrives in zone coverage. There are some tight ends, some receivers, and they're so adept at getting to a certain spot, finding soft spots in a zone. That is what George Kittle does. Panthers run a ton of zone defense. Also, they allow the fourth most yardage to tight ends in all of the NFL. So let's go 50-plus yards at minus 149. Right there on the edge of how much juice we like to lay, but I think George Kittle has a nice night.
And you and I are in the same market, because I'm going to take the same bet with his teammate, Christian McCaffrey.
All right.
If we're getting a lot of offense, we might as well sell in to get that offense. We know that he's a big receiving threat out of the backfield. You know, with Kittle and with some of the other receivers that they have, they take a little bit of it feels like the eyes away from Christian McCaffrey. So I love this number for McCaffrey at 50 plus. You still get the money if it gets on, you know, 50 even. So I love that as well. A little bit of a benefit to the gambler, and I'm getting at minus 105.
Oh.
If they are going to score a lot of points, we know that Christian McCaffrey is going to be involved in the offensive game plan. So I feel really good about McCaffrey over 50 receiving yards.
Yeah, love that. Isn't the word with Christian McCaffrey, as long as he plays 4 quarters, as long as he is healthy, we're good to go.
You're in a good spot.
Exactly. Guys, don't forget, we're also on YouTube, the old YouTube. You can check out Daily Tip, along with each and every show on the BetMGM Network. Make sure you like and subscribe. And as always, you can listen on the Odyssey app. No Donkster today. I think you've noticed if you've been streaming this show on Stadium. Well, we've been streaming the final hour. But if you've been watching earlier, we had a great side view of my face for half the time. So we have one camera working, so no Donkster today. But he is here. Donkster's been quiet for a couple weeks.
He has. He has been hibernating.
Yes.
I didn't know he hibernated.
He does.
I figured that was kind of what was going on there with our chalk donkey.
Yeah. What's going on with you today? What's the rest of the day look like?
So we got a sick dog to take care of.
I know.
Got to make sure that he is taken care of. Need to get a workout in. And then I have a reading. Well, all right. Let me flex real quick. I crushed my reading goal. I've already read. I was going to read 40 books this year. I'm on like book 43.
Dang.
So like I'm well over that. But I still now just want to see how many I can hit. You know, some of these books have been big, big, thick books, James.
Yeah.
So I want to see how many I can hit. So I do a little bit of reading today. Hopefully it's nice outside in D.C. I don't know.
Yeah. Good for you. That's inspirational. 43 books?
This is 43, yeah. So I've hit 41. I'm listening to Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Good
right
for
now.
You. I'm like, I'm thinking about subscribing to a Substack. I got some work to do. Guys, thanks for being with us on this Monday edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For my guy, Denton Day, I'm Michael Jenkins. Good luck in your bets. Have a great day. We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.